You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Headed to Green Bay for the NFL Draft, meteorologist Brittany Merlot says pack a poncho.
Mother Nature's first round pick was to dampen the 2025 NFL Draft, sending waves of showers and some storms threatening to soak the Fox Valley. Steady rain is expected overnight at Lambeau and lingers through Friday morning. With plenty of puddles to hop around, prepare to battle a breezy and chilly day at Titletown. Temperatures will only scrape 50, and with winds gusting around 30 miles per hour, it's going to feel even colder than you'd think. Layers and a windbreaker with a poncho and pocket is my advice. And you can shed it all for Brad Paisley's concert on Saturday. The sun will shine bright and temperatures will flirt with 60. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The State Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection is warning of possible transportation scams on the way to and throughout Green Bay for the NFL Draft. The DATCP says visitors to the area and residents trying to get around to all the fun activities this week should be on the lookout for fake QR codes on parking meters, invalid parking spaces, or fake parking tickets. It's important to know that Green Bay Metro is providing a free bus route from the downtown Green Bay area to the draft event grounds in the Titletown District. The Brown County Tavern League is also providing free shuttles to and from participating locations. More information on draft transportation can be found by downloading the NFL OnePass app or by visiting greenbay.com. Green Bay police are investigating the death of an adult female pulled from the East River Wednesday afternoon. Police say passersby reported a body in the water near the 500 block of Eastman Avenue at about 4:45 p.m. Officials have not yet determined the cause of death, but they said they do not believe that the community is in any danger. A teacher at St. Ignatius Catholic School and Chesterton Academy in Kaukauna was arrested yesterday after authorities confiscated his electronic devices. A release from the school says the teacher was arrested by Appleton police, and preliminary reports indicate that no students were identified in the situation. The release stated that the teacher, who passed all background and reference checks upon hiring, has been placed on administrative leave while the investigation continues. Democrats are introducing a bill that would codify abortion rights in Wisconsin. Savannah Tomei Olson has the details.
The Abortion Rights Restoration Act would repeal the state's 1849 abortion ban and eliminate required ultrasounds and a 24-hour waiting period. Other states like Minnesota and Colorado have gotten their own old abortion laws off the books after the Dobbs decision, which repealed Roe v. Wade at the federal level. Tanya Atkinson, CEO of Planned Parenthood Wisconsin.
This bill is about protecting a person's ability to decide for herself what kind of reproductive health care is needed. This bill is about protecting health care professionals from criminal punishments.
Dr. Ashlyn Brown says the bill would also get rid of the information healthcare providers are required to give to patients that's dictated by lawmakers and isn't backed up by evidence.
Restrictions forcing physicians like me to read a script riddled with medically inaccurate information, scare tactics, and frankly biased language about the abortion care that they need is not evidence-based medicine. There is no other type of healthcare where patients are questioned extensively, given biased information, and forced to wait when they know what is right for them.
In a Republican-controlled legislature, the measure is unlikely to pass. Senator Kelda Royce.
20 years ago, we had Republicans that were pro-choice. It would be, I think, better if more Republican politicians actually reflected the Republican electorate, which has plenty of pro-choice Republicans.
Legislative Republicans didn't immediately offer a response to the bill. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is currently considering the state's 1849 abortion ban. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The governor has proposed a budget, and lawmakers want tax cuts. Are they close to an agreement? Joanne Krulatz breaks it down for us.
Tax and budget talks are getting off the ground at the Capitol. Democratic Governor Tony Evers said Tuesday that he's had meetings with Republican legislative leaders and staff. Evers said his goal would be to have work completed this summer, but the legislature seems a little slow this time around. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss believes the governor realizes that there will not be no spending without a reduction in taxes.
I think the governor realizes that we're not going to spend any more money unless we have the ability to reduce taxes and help folks deal with inflation. And I think we realize that we're not going to ever get a tax cut if we don't talk with the governor and see where his priorities are as well. So we're very early in the process, but again, I'm an optimist. I hope we can get a budget across the finish line.
Republicans prefer passing a tax package before moving on to the budget, while Evers wants any cuts to be part of the overall budget. Evers said he won't make a decision regarding a possible third term until after the budget is finished.
This week is National Work Zone Awareness Week. Melissa Kay has the story.
The theme, drawing attention to safety for road construction workers, is Respect the Zone so we all get home. Work Zone Awareness Week is April 21st through the 25th. Counties and communities across the state are urging people to drive carefully and pay attention while driving through highway work zones. Over the past 5 years, more than 10,300 crashes in Wisconsin work zones caused 56 deaths and more than 3,600 injuries. Officials ask that everyone on the road eliminate distractions and be mindful of your speed. Respect the zone so we all get home.
I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The draft is here. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where the NFL draft gets underway tonight. Thousands of fans from all around arriving. Network broadcasts. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst on the Rich Eisen Show says with the 23rd pick overall tonight, expect the unexpected.
It's one of those things, I think, and it's so unpredictable, but I do think it's a good draft class, and I think certainly where we're picking, I think there's going to be a really good player that's going to help our football team. And I think we're really focused on making sure we've got a good young team. We're really excited about it, and we're really excited to add, you know, not only a really good player, but a culture guy as well.
Baseball, the Brewers losing last night to the Giants 4-2. Concern for catcher William Contreras, who was injured sliding into third base in the sixth inning.
We'll check him out. We'll see what it is. He had like a issue with his side. We're hoping it's nothing more serious than it just, you know, locked up on him a little bit. So we hope it's nothing more serious.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There's lots of Star Wars news lately. Here's the latest. Andor makes its return for season 2. The show returns almost 2 years after the finale of season 1. Diego Luna plays Cassian Andor, just like he did in Rogue One. The show is crushing on Rotten Tomatoes at 98%. Season 2 will have 12 episodes. The first 3 episodes dropped Tuesday, April 22nd. Disney Plus will release 3 episodes every week on Tuesdays, totaling a 4-week run. Disney Plus says this will be the final season of the popular show. In more Season 2 news, Nathan Felder is back for Season 2 of The Rehearsal. The hilariously awkward creator of the show is also the leading man as he tries to help people get better at living their own lives by rehearsing them. Things usually go very wrong, and therein lies the hilarity. Season 2 will have 6 episodes, just like the first season. The HBO show drops every Sunday night following The Righteous Gemstones. Happy Weird Sunday Night on Max, everyone. If you were a fan of Malcolm in the Middle, you'll want to hear this. The 25th anniversary reboot of the show is currently in production in Vancouver. Deadline reports that the Fox show, which first dropped in 2000, will air 4 new episodes on Disney+. Bryan Cranston, Jane Kaczmarek, and Frankie Muniz will all revise their roles. The original Malcolm produced 151 episodes over 7 seasons. Speaking of Frankie Muniz, if you're wondering what the 39-year-old actor has been up to, the answer is racing. Muniz launched a career as a full-time NASCAR driver just recently. He was not happy with his finish in a recent race on April 18th where his power steering line burst and he injured his hand while compensating. Muniz was also involved in an accident during a race in Bristol, Tennessee in early April. Sounds like I could beat him with my Honda. The actor says if he had to choose between acting or racing, he would choose racing. If things keep going the way they're going, they will be looking for a new middle child on Malcolm. Netflix continues to be a trendsetter, at least when it comes to cracking down and not even letting family members use your account. Netflix, for the most part, successfully shut down on password sharing, and now Warner Brothers Discovery is doing the same thing. The trend is moving toward extra member add-on fees. Variety reports that if you have Max, you can add a member for $7.99 a month, more than the cost of a Peacock account if you're scoring at home, but well shy of the $16.99 a month regular rate or the $20.99 premium rate. John Cena is pushing back against Mean Girl professional wrestling fans. The wrestler told Pat McAfee he broke down and got hair transplant surgery because of bullying over his bald spot from fans. It's hard to tell if Cena, who just won his 17th championship at WrestleMania, is being serious or just continuing to play the role of the bad guy. Personally, I can't believe a wrestler would resort to getting a hair transplant. I mean, what's next? Steroids? For more Showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a few scattered off and on showers this afternoon. Our high right around 60. Tonight, some rain. Our low in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, cloudy with more rain. Quarter inch or more possible with a high tomorrow right around 54. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.FM. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.